Hello, this is Commissioner Boucher from District 4, Carroll County. Pleasure to represent you. I'm here to do my podcast for the county to keep you updated on what's going on. We're in the midst of some trying times. I appreciate the understanding and patience of our citizens in dealing with the shutdown and the modification of business interests. It's affecting all of us. And as a county representative, I'm acutely aware and very much concerned about affecting and impacting our public finances for the county budget. We just finished up our budget. We basically flat funded everything from the previous year because we're not very sure what's going to take place out in the future with revenue, because we really don't know what the forecasting models are. Normally we base our budget on forecasting models from the previous year and what we think's ahead of us, but this virus and the business shutdown has completely thrown a wrench into things for us, so we're feeling our way through it. I know there's things in the budget, or lack of things in the budget, that are affecting people and are very much concerned. So once again, I say thank you for your patience and appreciation that we're all in this together. And I like to keep you updated on stuff. Now that summer is in front of us, I got a report from our director of Rec and Parks, Jeff Daggett, to keep posted on what's going on. So it's very important for us to get outside and enjoy the warm weather and maintain our health. So I'm going to read off a list of some of the stuff from Mr. Daggett and his department. Boating and fishing have returned effective Memorial Day weekend. Boat rentals are open 7 days a week. That's wonderful news. I'm a fellow fisherman, so that's good news for all of us outdoorsmen. I'm also a hiker. New trails have been created in the past few months, creating additional hiking opportunities. The season-long big fish contest is underway with the largest fish of the season, resulting in a $1,000 prize. So get out there and do some fishing at Piney Run, and hopefully you can win the prize of $1,000 for the biggest rockfish. Countywide, playgrounds have reopened. Parents should bring hand sanitizer and wash hands after uses. Avoid crowds and practice good social distancing. Bennett and South Carroll dog parks have reopened with conditions no more than 10 in a park at a time, with social distancing required by members. Hap Baker Farms facility has reopened for normal hours Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. All users will be required to bring and wear face masks in addition to the normal ear and eye protection, and must practice social distancing during their usage. The 2020 run for the roll, Carroll County Recreation and Parks is holding a virtual marathon where you can choose to walk or run a 5K, 10K, half or full marathon between May 20th and June 20th this year. All ages are welcome. It's free to participate, and those who complete their goals by June 20th, 2020 will receive a digital certificate of achievement and be entered into a drawing to win a $25 Visa gift card. So if you can, get out there and do some running. Good for your health, and enjoy the fresh air. Completed forms must be received by June 29th for a chance to win. Prize drawing will be on July 1st, 2020. Videos on Recreation Parks Facebook page show line dancing, educational wildflower walks, monthly fitness challenges, and Qi Kong, I'm not pronouncing this right, I'm slaughtering it, demonstration, and much more. If you know what that is, you know what I'm trying to say, so enjoy. For more information, email ccrc@carrollcountymaryland.gov. That's ccrec@carrollcountymaryland.gov, or call 410-386-2103. As always, thanks for everyone's support out there. Our Parks and Rec staff are just absolutely wonderful people, and a lot of them have grown up in this county and have and know the value of Parks and Rec and childhood development. So thanks to Jeff Daggett and his entire staff for maintaining Parks and Rec during this trying time. And we all know how valuable it is to be outdoors right now in this epidemic. I also have from Maryland government, since we had the latest update from the governor modifying and transition from phase one to phase two with the COVID epidemic and the lockdowns and the change in the policies. So I'm going to read off a list of best practices for businesses to reopen, restaurants and bars. Here we go. Minimize congregating in common areas through signage, floor markings, barriers, and employee communications. Restrict access to area where social distancing and social gathering requirements cannot be followed. Customers seated at the bar must comply with appropriate social distancing guidelines at 6 feet. Standing in a bar area should not be permitted. Use a reservation system whenever possible to avoid crowding. Use phone apps, texting, or signs to let patrons know when their table or carryout order is ready. Avoid the use of pagers. Prepare guidance on facility capacity, how customers queue in and outside of the store, and curbside pickup. Be mindful of creating situations that might cause lines and crowds. Post signage advising customers to not enter the establishment if they are sick or symptomatic. Provide a phone number or website for alternative purchasing methods, such as carryout or delivery, which should be encouraged. If possible, set aside special hours for vulnerable or at-risk customers. Please be considerate and concerned about our senior citizens, and if possible, set something that in your business to cater to their needs. No more than 6 people may be seated at a table. Large gatherings and parties should not take place at this time. Open for cleanliness and comfort. Frequently clean and disinfected facilities per CDC guidelines, particularly high-touch areas, and every table after each use. Use cleansers appropriate for food contact surfaces that may still meet the EPA criteria for use against COVID-19. When removing soft goods from the table, place in a tote and await laundry service and laundry the soft goods in the warmest water possible. The use of buffets and/or customer self-service is strongly discouraged. Coffee bars should incorporate enhanced cleaning protocols, limit the number of customers at one time, and provide customers with napkins or other barriers when touching crafts, condiments, milk cartons, etc. You get the point. For customer comfort, place table settings after the party is seated. Provide condiments in either single-use containers or disinfectant manufactured packaging. Use menu boards, disposable menus, or mobile ordering apps. If a facility uses regular menus, they must be cleaned and sanitized between each customer's use. Multi-use amenities and unnecessary items such as magazines, coupons, menus, and brochures should be removed from areas open to the public. Make hand sanitizer, disinfecting wipes, soap, and water, or similar disinfectant readily available to employees and customers, particularly at key patron and employee entrances and contact areas where guests are likely to congregate. Where possible, implement and encourage touchless payment. Employees and customers should continue to wear facial coverings where applicable or required. Removal of masks is appropriate when customers are consuming food and beverage. Yeah, I think it'd be pretty difficult to eat through a mask. How about you? But we'll get through this. Just bear with us. Provide disposable hand towels and trash bins in restrooms so that customers can exit the restroom without touching doors, handles, or clean bare hands. Open for communications. Communicate commitment to cleanliness by posting compliance adherence with the CDC guidelines. Show customers care by having signage that details social distancing protocol and COVID-19 prevention. Communicate with employees and customers on the measures taken for their comfort and on the shared responsibility to monitor health and stay home if not well. That's very important for everyone. Look, if you're having some sort of symptoms and you're in the food industry, please refrain from going into work. Everyone will be very understanding to you. Communicate to customers in advance or during the reservation process about any changes to their dining experience, including procedures for seating, serving, ordering, paying, and wearing face coverings. Reach out to customers through communication channels that you're open for business. maybe through your Facebook or whatever type of advertiser and communication you have out there for your customers. Let them know that you're back open for business and these are the guidelines. And hopefully everyone will be patient and understanding with one another as we transition through this pandemic. You know, there's light at the end of the tunnel and everyone's very understanding. We have summer in front of us. I want everyone to enjoy themselves. Go out, enjoy the outdoors. Carroll County is such a beautiful, wonderful open space community. And you can do biking, hiking, kayaking, which I personally love to do. And we're opening up new kayak launch points in Carroll County. One at Double Pipe Creek Park, another off Haps Mill Road. And you can also be able to get in at Route 140 on the Monocacy. There's lots of wonderful kayaking opportunities, not only on the Big Pipe and Little Pipe Creeks, but the Monocacy. And their boating rental is open at Piney Run Park now. So please get out, enjoy this summer. God bless. And in front of us is the 4th of July. We won't be having our annual fireworks because we can't have gatherings. But our technician, Chris Swan from media, is trying to put something together for all of us to enjoy on cable to show our patriotism and demonstrate that we're Americans, we love our country, and that we'll get through this. It's an honor to serve as your Carroll County Commissioner in District 4, and I want everyone to have a safe, healthy, and happy holiday season. God bless America.